Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. And now the conclusion to K95.5's second date update with Cash and Bradley.
All right, time for second date. Justin went out with Katie, had a great date, but unfortunately has not heard back from her. So we're going to call her up here, see if we can get you guys together on a second date. Sound good, Justin?
Oh, yeah, it does.
All right, buddy, just hang in the background here. Let us talk to her for a moment.
All right.
Hello.
Katie, hey, how are you? It is Cash and Bradley with K95.5. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi, good.
Good. Well, we actually call you because we have a mutual friend. We have a friend in common. His name is Justin. You remember going on a date with him? Good guy.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I was just calling to see how that date went.
Oh, okay. Justin asked me to come over to his place to cook dinner. He said he was a really good cook, so I went over to his place, and it was a really nice date. Like he was a really good cook, and I had fun. So, but there was this one really weird part where, like, we were talking, eating and talking at the dinner table, and someone knocked on his door, and he just, like, ignored it.
Like not happening?
Kept on talking.
Right.
Well, like someone was obviously, like, at the door, and I heard it, and, like, I, you know, I was like, hey, you gonna get that? Because, you know, when someone knocks at your door or rings your doorbell, like, that, you go answer the door. But he just was like, oh, no. Like, I'm not expecting anyone. And then just, like, went back as if everything was normal, and, like, the person was still out there knocking.
Oh, I love
okay.
it.
It's just like I don't know, like, my brain went to, like, what if, like, something happened outside? Like, what if like someone broke into my car and, like, they were trying to let us know? Or, like, what if, like, I don't know, what if it's a crazy ex-girlfriend who's trying to, like, prevent me from meeting or something? That's where my brain went.
Okay.
Well, Katie, we have Justin on the phone.
Right.
What's the story with someone knocking on your door? How's that play out in your world?
I mean, look, like, if you're coming over to see me, you just got to let me know ahead of time. I don't like to have my life interrupted by people just stopping by unannounced. So if I don't know anybody's coming, I just don't answer the door.
I am turning
this
into...
This is my new stance on life.
I'm turning into Justin.
You are Justin.
I am turning into this guy because I'm like, if you don't have the courtesy to call me and let me know you're coming by, you're,
I don't know any,
you're not there.
People that do that. That's weird. So you still, to this day, don't know who it was?
Nope.
I mean, I never found out. Huh. No.
Does it drive you crazy, Katie?
I mean, it doesn't drive me crazy, but I was a little weirded out when I left that night. Like, I didn't know if there was someone waiting in the bushes, like, to, like, pounce or what.
What about you, Justin? Do you wonder who that was at your door?
Nope. Like, I mean, you know, it's happened before. Like, sometimes people will, like, be in the neighborhood and swing by, and they'll give me a call later on and be like, hey, I stopped at your house, but nobody did. So either, you know, either they had, like, the wrong place or
yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Justin,
it doesn't really matter,
I can
right?
Hang out.
Like, I dig it.
Right,
yeah.
But I'll call before I come.
All right, well, hey.
That's what I like to hear.
Katie, other than this knocking on the door thing, was there anything else in the date that happened that we need to know about?
No, I mean, like, I had fun other than that.
Okay.
This is
perfect. The food was delicious, and the conversation was nice.
Hey, he's a good cook.
Yeah, and, you know, this is just one thing about how he feels about people coming to his house. No big deal. Not his character.
Right.
So I think you guys should go back out again.
What we'll do is we'll make an offer for you here, Katie. We do a thing called second date. We call people up who went out on a first date and they haven't connected for the second date. And so that's what we're here to do, is try to make that connection. I feel like we got a good shot here.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know if we can pay for a second date.
We will
get
pay
you guys,
for the date.
Yeah, we will do it for sure. Get you guys together again. You can go out to dinner this time where no one will be knocking on the door. What do you say, Katie?
Okay.
Yeah.
If we can go out, like, then no one will be knocking at the door, okay?
I have to be honest. I was feeling a little cocky, like, this is a home run. We've got this.
Oh, I was too, for sure.
So I'm glad you went with yes. Justin, Katie, you guys enjoy your second date. Please get back with us and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.